News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Work is progressing on the dredging of the Kingston Harbour under Phase 1 of the Kingston Container Terminal KCT expansion project. The project is being carried out by Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL, and entails the deepening of the entry channel and reinforcing the dock at Port Bustamante to allow access by new Panamax vessels passing to and from the Panama Canal. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says there has been an increase in productivity at the port since the KFTL took over operations in July 2016. He also notes that KFTL has been working with the National Environment and Planning Agency and other organizations to limit negative ecological impacts.
When the work is complete, we will see a significant increase. And that means not only increase in labor force, but there will be increase business activity around the entire terminal area. The spin-offs are numerous, and it would mean increased work, not only at the port, but around the corporate area, increased business activity for all levels of our community.
Phase 1 of the project is expected to be completed by December 2018, with the dredging costing approximately $150 million. The government is taking steps to move the overhanging utility lines running along the hip strip in Montego Bay underground. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says this is part of a wider project to improve the aesthetics of the area, making it comparable to major cities in more developed countries.
And we have already allocated $11 million for the preliminary work to be done on that, and we hope that before this budget year is completed, that exercise will be done.
Approximately $35 million has been allocated to the project. The Ministry of Finance and the Public Service has signed an agreement with the Petrocaribe Development Fund to offer scholarships for tertiary students. The fund's board in 2016 approved an additional grant of $30 million for the ministry's scholarship program. Chief Executive Officer of the Petrocaribe Development Fund, Dr. Wesley Hughes, says since 2013, the fund has contributed $38 million to tertiary level education.
A modern and competitive economy cannot be built without a cadre of highly trained professionals. It is with this in mind that we feel compelled to focus on building human capacity of the country and creating a cadre of leaders for the future.
Dr. Hughes says there is growing demand for funding for tertiary education, adding that the Petrocaribe Development Fund is committed to providing support in this area. And Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says progress is being made in making it easier for persons to adopt children in state care. This as the government considers amending legislation to improve the adoption processes and procedures. Mr. Green says in January, 7 children were able to leave state care to live with new parents.
We have been making significant strides in relation to adoption. We have put in a new adoption board. I'm very pleased by the reports that we have been hearing thus far.
Meanwhile, Minister Green says over 12,000 books will be distributed under the Break the Silence campaign, being spearheaded by the Office of the Children's Registry. The books give information on identifying, responding to, and reporting child abuse. Those were some of the stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.